Well, good evening. We are going to start out in prayer, and then we're going to stand, and the way we welcome everybody is we just stand and wave. So let's open up in prayer. Father Almighty, we love you and praise you. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings of this day, especially meeting tonight, Father, Christmas Eve, as we celebrate the Lord's birthday. Father, I pray that tonight would be a blessing to you, that everything we do and say would bring honor and glory to your name. And I thank you, God, for all the people that are here tonight, our home folk and our visitors. And Father, I pray that you'd make them feel welcomed. We sure love you and praise you and pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we welcome everybody, stand up. Tonight is just a time where we grow closer to the Lord. We listen, we pray, we just enjoy God from our heart. It's very casual. There'll be mistakes made, and I tell you that because I'm the one that makes them usually. So let's stand and wave at everybody. You can be seated. We're going to start out by reading some scripture, and then we'll have somebody come and pray, and then we'll light a candle of Advent, and then we'll go on to the next verse. So let's listen to God's word in Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. There are just a couple thoughts here that I would like to share with you. First of all, God sent his Son to redeem us. The Bible says we're all sin and fall short of the glory of God. That's because of Adam and Eve. We know that. So because of them, we've been born under a curse, and only God can redeem us. So as we think about the birth of Christ, I hope, I pray that you've got Jesus in your heart. At the end of this night, I will offer an invitation. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then I would invite you to come forward and let me pray with you, and I'll tell you how to invite the Lord in your heart. Real simple. Lord, forgive me for my sins and come into my heart. So, Don.
Let's pray. Almighty God, we thank you for the blessed hope that you sent so many years ago, that died on the cruel cross and ascended up to heaven with a promise of return to take his people home. We thank you for this hope that you've instilled in our hearts as a Savior that truly lives. We just praise you, Almighty God, for this wonderful day in Christ's name. Amen.
O come, Emmanuel, page 76.
O come, Emmanuel. and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son
Philippians 4 and 7, the Bible says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ." As I prayed through this verse, it talks about the peace of God. Remember in John chapter 14, the Lord says, "Peace, my peace I leave with you," as he departs this world. So as we invite the Lord Jesus in our heart, he's already given us peace. So if you've got Jesus' peace, and we just read Philippians 4 and 7, then you get Philippians 4 and 6, which happens to be my favorite verse. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God." The first part of that, be anxious for nothing. With the peace of God, we ought never to be anxious about anything, because God is going to take care of his people. Amen. In fact, on Sunday mornings, if this was a normal Sunday morning, I would say that's a yeehaw statement. Yeah, that's right, exactly. What a blessing it is to have that in our hearts. Yeah. Carl, if you'd come up and pray a prayer of peace for us.
Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for this day that you have blessed us with. Lord, I do pray for peace in this world in which we live today, Lord. And I know that you're the only one, Lord, that can give that peace that passes all understanding. Now, Lord, I ask you just to be with us as we celebrate your birth. And we give you all the praise, honor, and the glory for it. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Came upon the midnight clear, page 93.
Clear that glorious hastening on by prophet but foretold. When with the ever circling years comes round the age of gold, when peace shall over all the earth its ancient splendors wing, and the whole world give back the song which now the angels sing.
John 16:22, the Bible says, therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. So this verse speaks of the joy that Jesus gives us. He starts out, he gives us hope, and hope leads into peace, and then peace always leads into joy. So Brother Ron, would you come and pray a prayer of joy?
Let us pray. Father, you are joy. That night when you came to this earth in that little town of Bethlehem, it was joy, for behold, you are our salvation. 33 years after that time, you laid down your life for us. You paid for our salvation. Then you rose again. For true joy, you proved our salvation. Father, we ask that we might have that joy found in your salvation. We thank you for that. We thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come, page 87. John chapter 4, verses 7 through 11. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God has manifested itself towards us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us first and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. So he gives us hope at his birth to those that have accepted him, received the hope of eternal life. As he abides in us, he gives us his peace, not the peace of the world. And as we enjoy the peace, we get this joy that you can't hardly explain. It's just something that happens. You get this kind of joy, the joy from Jesus, and you can go through some pretty rough stuff in life, yet you still have joy in your heart. Nobody can steal that kind of joy. And then you take all three of these and you add them up and you get God's love. And what a blessing it is to have the Lord Jesus Christ's love in our heart. So I'm going to take a moment. I'm not sure if I've ever done this before. I probably have. But we've got hope, we've got peace, we've got joy, we've got love. Maybe you have a testimony of one or all of them. I'm not sure. But I'm going to open up the floor if you have something on your heart that you just like to praise God for. Go ahead. And I always tell you, this is what I learned in seminary. I've got all night. Okay. Sad thing is, Nate, I know exactly what you're saying. We're on the same level. Amen? Yeah. Nate's a great guy, by the way. Bobby's 89 years old, and he's had a long life of ministry. He's touched a lot of lives, and a lot of lives have touched him, too. He had a great wife. In fact, he was his wife's preacher for how many years? 60 years? How many years were you your wife's preacher? Yeah, a long time. Yeah, when we talk, he and I, yeah. One of these days, it's going to get out, too. He got hearing aids this week, and he's quit talking so loud. So now we can't hardly hear him. Anybody else? Well, Richard, you ought to say something about having two pews full. Part of that's true. He appreciates the teenager, but he is not young. Pam? Pam? Did you hear that, Aaron? That time for one more. Don is a miracle walking. By all means, man's means, should have died at the hospital, but God took care of him. All right, Brother Richard, would you come say a prayer of love?
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for allowing us to come into your house tonight to worship you. And Father, we thank you for the love that you give us every day. And Father, I just thank you for the heart that you've given me. Lord, I thank you for your son Jesus that come and died on the cross for our sins. I thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. And without that love, Lord, I don't know where we'd be in a mess. But you keep us straight, and I appreciate that. Father, we thank you and we love you. And I pray this in Jesus' name.
Away in a manger, page 103. To celebrate the Lord's Supper, and we invite all believers to take it with us. We are not a closed communion church, so I hope that you know the Lord Jesus Christ and that you take the Lord's Supper with us and grow closer to the Lord, just like this. There is one thing about our Lord's Supper that we've had to go to because of COVID. Alex, would you put me on this one? We are celebrating the Lord's Supper with these little things. The bread is on the top, and the drink is on the bottom. So if you would, when you get it, take the top, the little one off, and get the bread out. And if you can't get it off, don't feel embarrassed. Just hand it to somebody, and they'll take it off. Some of us got thick fingers that don't want to pull this and then stretch it. And we do the best we can. And whatever happens, this is the Lord's Supper, how we celebrate it, and it's nothing to be embarrassed if you need help. So deacons, if you come forward. This is the first time we've passed out the elements in 2 years, I think. So the way we're going to do this is we're going to be careful and just grab one without touching the other, and we'll do the best we can. Father, we sure thank you for allowing us the privilege of taking the Lord's Supper, and the Bible tells us to remember you. And Father, we remember all the things that you've done for us, but especially saving us from our sins. The Bible tells us that Jesus came, and his name is Emmanuel, God with us. And right now, Father, I pray that we feel the very presence of God with us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks for it, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Take, eat. As we take the drink, I want you to just look at it. Imagine how precious his blood was. It was nailed to that cross. And he did it voluntarily. As he did it, I like to believe that he had my name on his mind. He also had your name on his mind. He knew, however he did, he knew that we were going to celebrate this tonight. He knows everything about us, what we need, what we desire, but most of all, we need his love to forgive us to do this in your name. I don't know about y'all, but I think I got the real thing. We went through it just yesterday, and there was one I know had turned to wine or something. It was a wrong color. That one tasted like the real thing, if I knew what the real thing tasted like. Now we're going to have a special. We're going to get serious again. So Wayne, would you bless us?
Holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and ever binding, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine. Oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night. Oh, holy night. Oh, night
serenely beaming, with glowing hearts by his cradle we stand. All led by light of a star sweetly gleaming, here came the wise man from Orient's land. The King of us in lowly manger in all our trials, born to be our friend. He knows our need. To our weakness is no stranger.
Through that song without praying and thanking the Lord for who He is. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 2 how there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you: you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloth, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." There's several verses throughout the New Testament where Jesus says all, A-L-L, all people. And the Bible tells us that the angels made themselves known to the shepherds so that the shepherds could tell all people that Jesus Christ has come to this earth, born to save them from their sins. And he has died for all people. We need to hear that. All people ever born on this earth he came for, but not all people accept him as their Savior. We have a choice to either accept him or reject him. And what a privilege that is. God gives us every privilege available. He gives you the choice to reject him. He doesn't hate you for it. He just doesn't reward you with eternal life. So we choose to accept Jesus or to reject him as our Savior. If you choose Jesus as your Savior, he gives you hope. He gives you peace. He gives you joy. He gives you love. He gives you eternal life. I prayed this morning, probably for 30 minutes, talking to God about eternal life. And my mind is a human mind, just like you. And it's hard to wrap your mind around eternal life. We don't have anything to gauge forever. All we know is what the definition is forever and ever and ever. It never ends. Can you imagine those that rejected Jesus? Because they're going to face eternity as well. But they're going to face eternity in hell. So tonight, I pray that you have accepted Jesus and received eternal life. If you've never invited Jesus into your heart, I would love for you to realize what you're missing. Only God can tell you that. He can show you. So we make a choice. One day, he was born. 33 years later, he hung on that cross. And he knew he was going to do that before creation of this world. And I believe that he knew that I was going to be standing right here on this night. Ron, I believe he knew you were going to be sitting right there. Our Lord knows everything. He's all over the place. He's omnipresent. The Bible says he's all over. And he's all powerful. He died on that cross. Was buried. Dead, and rose from the dead so that he could defeat death for us. When we get saved, when we accept Jesus as our Savior, right then we're given eternal life. We'll never die again. Hope in Jesus. Peace in Jesus. Joy in Jesus. Love in Jesus. It doesn't get any better than that. We were singing, as Wayne was singing, I always try to look out to see who's here and who's not. Most of the time I can't even see you because I'm just focused on what I'm supposed to be doing. But I did look around while Wayne was singing, and I saw so many blessings. Some that don't even go to our church. You guys have been healed. You've had surgery, and God brought you through the surgery. Amen. But I went all the way around, and the same thing. I mean, all over this sanctuary, somebody has been through surgery, and God brought them through it. And they have the hope of Jesus in their heart. For that, I'm very grateful. God's so very good to us. He loves us so much. We're going to sing our last song, and it'll be the song of invitation. It'll be Hark the Herald Angels Sing, page 88. I'm going to be standing down right in front of the table. If you need to make a decision for Jesus, if you need to invite the Lord Jesus into your heart, or if you just need to get right with God, or if you just want to praise him, it'd be a privilege to pray with you. The altars, we use the steps as altars. You're welcome to come down and pray by yourself. But this is God's time. He will speak to your heart. And if you let him, you'll hear him. He's got something to say. Father, I do ask that you would take this time and speak to each one of us. You know, Father, our position in life. You know, God, whether you're in our hearts or not, whether we've accepted you as our Savior. And Lord, I just pray that tonight would be a time of business with Father. And God, you'd speak. And we'd be obedient to hear and do what you've asked us to do. And I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Well, let's stand, and I'll be up front if you need to pray.
Angels sing glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
I hope you've been blessed tonight. I am burning from here to there. I believe I got a hot one. But the neat thing is, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but mine had two pieces of bread in it. And I had to, you had three, that's your triple sinner, buddy. Yeah. I was debating real fashion how your mind thinks, and it goes a gazillion miles an hour in about a second. I'm looking at those two pieces of bread and all the deacons up here, and I'm thinking, what am I going to do? What am I going to do if I don't jump? And then I get that, whatever it was I just drank. I took care of your preacher tonight. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this night, a glorious night of praising you. Thank you, God, for coming to this earth to save us. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night.